Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Romans chapter 15, verses 4 through 13. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Romans, the 15th chapter. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, Therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again it is said, Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples extol him. And again Isaiah says, The root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles. In him will the Gentiles hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. What is the Bible for, and how should you read it, and what should you expect to find in it? And how should any preacher who comes to you to proclaim it do so? St. Paul answers, Whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. First, what was written in former days was written for us. The Scriptures were not written for the benefit of Abraham or Moses or David. They're neither personal notes nor hero stories to keep their memories alive. They are accounts of God's promises given to them, but still for our sake. We benefit from them also. Just take the next little section from today's epistle. Paul writing to Roman Christians reminds them of the wonderful inclusivity of the New Testament in a whole chain of Gentile passages. Jesus is not only the Jewish Messiah, but he is the Savior of the whole world. And this isn't really so new, Paul says. The prophets said it all long ago. We Gentiles now praise, now rejoice, now hope in Israel's Savior as our own. The Bible is God's word for you and to you. It's not, as many think it is, an old and dead book with dead authors, dead audiences, and a subject matter that must be dead too. That would be former words from a former time for a former people. But Christ's chosen apostle knows better. The Scriptures are written for us, he says, for our learning, for teaching him and his hearers, you and me. Whatever application is to be made from the Scriptures, then, they cannot be made as if they were not really or even originally for us, even when the things that are going on happen to somebody else. Paul says they're always for us. Second, he says how. They were written for our learning. Written to make us the Lord Jesus Christ's disciples and to lead us back to him. 2 Timothy 3 says this also. All Scripture is breathed out by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. And the key word in this sentence is useful. It's not pointless. But it is useful. The Bible is able to communicate with those who read it. It can teach us and bring us to faith and give our faith something firm, something certain to trust in. All of our Christian God talk, then, is more than speculating and what-ifing about the divine. It's not really all that daring to claim to say that you know what God thinks. He said it right here in the Scriptures. All that, thirdly, by patient endurance and comfort of the Scriptures, we might have hope. This is both the purpose and the result of the Scriptures. Patience and comfort that brings us into hope. And it's not just any hope, to be sure, as we heard preached yesterday, but it is the hope foretold for the Gentiles and the Jews alike, the hope that is in the mercy of God in Christ Jesus. The usefulness of the Scriptures has a very specific telos, directed end and goal, and that's Jesus Christ. In Christ, not without Him, the Scriptures really are for us. And that's whether you're a Gentile or a Jew, whether you're living in Bible times or current year. The patience that they give is, first of all, that we would be able to endure something from God's Word. Endure its correction and its rebuke. The pure Word of God is going to teach us what God says is right. That means, necessarily, it's going to show us what is wrong about us. But rest assured, when you read the Scriptures, when you hear it preached, that is by design. And a preacher who does this is not misusing God's Word. So also, the pure Word and its faithful minister cannot leave you, the hearer, comfortless in any of those rebukes. Christ said this very thing. He said that repentance for the forgiveness of sins is to be preached in His name, and that, He says, is the very end to which the law and the prophets and the Psalms were all written. With the Word, we are also then able to endure in a world that rebels against God's ways. That is, we're able to endure when we see all the things that we sang about in today's hymn. When we see the sins of others against us, or even, yes, against society, against reality. But we do it not with smugness, but with what Paul says, patience. Not with commiseration, boy, it's getting really bad, but with laments that are addressed to God, and with comfort for one another from these Holy Scriptures. And all of this is so that hope may fill us, the singular hope that comes from Christ Jesus. In these last days, He who spoke of old by His prophets has spoken definitively in His own Son, a Son that Hebrews goes on to say is appointed heir of all things. Can there be any doubt that He is the point of these Scriptures? He is a Son who arises to rule the Gentiles by giving us hope. He's a Son who keeps and confirms His promises, as we're about to sing in the Benedictus, to Israel. These last days, then, are also days that belong to Christ Jesus. And we, the Holy Scriptures declare, we belong to Christ Jesus also. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of His Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Amen.